You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This edition of Art and Soul focuses on the visual arts, and our usual co-host for this segment is the Director of Community Engagement for the Ann Arbor Art Center, Omari Raj. Hello, Omari.
Hi, Lisa. How are you doing today?
I am great. We got to spend some extra time together this week. We paid a visit to your home base, the Ann Arbor Art Center. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was great having you with us, Lisa. While we were there, we had a great meeting with Megan Winkle, our gallery director, as well as with Peter Baker, who just juried our current exhibition in our 117 gallery called Real American. He's the creative director at Duo Security and also a photographer. Because photography is your sweet spot, I'm curious to know just what you're seeing in photography in our community.
These two were by Dan Farnham, a photographer out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. One called Couple After a Thunderstorm is two women in embrace standing in a puddle in an alley, and the other one, Monster Energy, Tulsa. What's interesting to me about this piece is it's something that you could see in just about any parking lot in America. These are, this was me as a kid. This was everybody as a kid, listless, bored on a Friday afternoon in the summer. Like, what are we going to do? Not old enough to drink, not old enough to travel. So we're going to grab a shopping cart and a whole bunch of, sugary pop and figure out something to do. So there's a level of sort of satisfaction in their faces with the ability to sort of wake up and have nothing to do that day, which at a certain point beyond childhood actually starts to become a negative. You wake up with nothing to do that day, that starts to become kind of sad.
So you see a lot of meaning in a photograph.
Yeah, I think what's really interesting about photographs in general is there's still a level of interpretation from the photographer choosing to photograph something, framing it in a certain way, composition, all of that. But it is a literal representation of something that was going on right that moment. So, paintings are very much interpreted by the artists. They are choosing what to put on the canvas. They're choosing what to paint about in the first place. They're choosing how they want to paint it. There's a lot more variability in their choices, whereas photography is much more literal, but there's still just as many choices to be made about how you compose it, what to focus on, and things like that. It really is more documentarian, and I think there's a lot of interesting messaging to be had in documentary photography.
So we are walking now toward the Best in Show. The night of our exhibition opening, we had a great event. We had lots of people in the space. As our playlist, we played Top Gun. We played Footloose, yeah, and Rocky IV. All really great and fun. Real American.
So now we're at Best in Show.
So this is basically a large quilt done by Sean Quinlan called New American Heritage. And it's a pretty fascinating assemblage of American iconography. We've got the founding fathers across the bottom. We have the White House and the Capitol building. We have a lot of sort of old-timey flag motifs. But at the same time, the big dominant image in the middle is a large patriotic clown version of Uncle Sam holding a couple six-shooter guns. And the aforementioned founding fathers are on the bottom grilling steaks, teeing off the planet on a golf course. It's really just a pretty amazing mix of symbology, but it's also technically sort of astounding. It's not just a quilted together collage. It's both technically kind of amazing. The stuff that makes up the composition is sort of that perfect mix of all of the questions we have about, what is the true heritage of America? What is the future of America? What does patriotism actually mean here?
For us, it's really cool to see this piece come in because it's, for a contemporary piece of art like this, done in such a traditional art making mode, it's really exciting and unique.
Where will this go after this? I'm not throwing it on my couch.
It could be yours. It's for sale.
Otherwise,
it'll go back to Pittsburgh. So we get to enjoy it through the 13th at least.
Is everything up here for sale?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much, yeah. So, when things are for sale in the gallery, then a collector comes in to buy them. They're not only supporting the artist, but they're also supporting exhibitions programming at the Art Center.
Again, Lisa, it was really great having you join us at the Art Center with Megan Winkle, our gallery director, and Peter Baker, the juror of that Real American show, which is running at the Ann Arbor Art Center right now through August 13th.
There's a Honey Boo Boo statue as part of it.
Honey Boo Boo and Mama
more,
June.
Yeah, that was an interesting one. And a picture of Donald Trump, a very creative one. And I'll have a picture for you on our website, WEMU.org. You definitely want to check these out.
Creative because of the animal fur that is his hair.
Speaking of art, it's Ann Arbor Art Fair time.
Yes, certainly it is, Lisa. You know, the Ann Arbor Art Fairs have been around for a long time in our community. This year, they changed things up a bit. You know, they run July 21 through the 24th, which is actually a Thursday through Sunday. So it captures even more of the weekend, more opportunities for people to go out and see art, meet some artists, buy some art from actually all around the world. It's a really fantastic event. They're actually going to be doing a large-scale chalk mural drawing on East Washington as part of this year's art fairs. You know, and we say art fairs because there are actually four of them, but it's one big event.
Right.
So there's lots to see. North University, South University, Washington Street takes over downtown Ann Arbor.
And at the Art Center, you're having a special meet and greet?
Yeah, the day before the art fairs start on that Wednesday, July 20. 6 to 9, we're actually hosting a meet and greet for artists, both local artists and artists coming in from out of town. Just an opportunity to kind of get some air conditioning, enjoy some snacks and drinks, and meet artists, network, opening our doors to artists. And so we hope people will come out and join us.
The Ann Arbor Art Fair also brings a lot of attention to our area. Once that's over, then we move on to football. And I understand there's a big project planned out by the Big House.
Well, yeah, Lisa. So the Art Center was really thrilled and excited to be chosen by the city of Ann Arbor to manage the selection of art for a large-scale art installation that's going to go right across from the Big House on Stadium Boulevard. It's going to run along Ann Arbor Golf and Outing. The city is reconstructing the road, adding sidewalks, adding a retaining wall. And, you know, we've been charged with helping find artwork and giving an artist $100,000 in order Ooh. To create something that's going to inspire our community, that's going to say something about our community and be highly visible.
Yeah, so, around the country or the world with all the sports coverage they get.
Oh,
there.
Yeah, absolutely. So we encourage artists to visit AnnArborArtCenter.org to find out how they might submit and just get ready. That's going to be cool. I know.
Good time for art in our area. Omari Rush, Director of Community Engagement for the Ann Arbor Art Center. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Lisa.